This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Happy Father's Day, all you fathers out there.
Well, thank you.
And it's Open Line Fun Sunday.
That it is.
I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
We've got our special guest in the studio this morning, Fernando Raimondi. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get it right. How you doing, buddy?
Fine.
All right, and our wonderful producer this morning,
Joanna Sanchez.
Joanna, what is happening?
I'm here, trying to get used to this time.
You got used to the schedule? This is nasty, isn't it?
No, I can't. I can't.
No, you wouldn't want to do this every day. Take my word for that. But you got to love what you do.
No, yeah, I love being here. I miss y'all sometimes. It's good to be up.
Yeah.
At four.
We're laid back over here, man. It's all cool. And
yes,
here,
sir.
In the Outdoor Show Studios here on the 19th floor, overlooking all the Gotham City out there.
Gotham City.
Anyway, happy Father's Day, and it's going to be a good show. We got Fernando on here, and
That's always a good show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And we'll have him here to answer any of your questions you have on outboards, boats, you know, any type of maintenance, repair, trailers. I mean,
you name it.
Pretty much fix everything but a broken heart or a crack in the sky. That's about it. And he's working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can fix it if you'd only hire.
You guys have been smoking over there. Y'all been busy. Your hours have been running from like 7 in the morning till 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. For the last 3 weeks.
Good
and,
Lord.
We have to apologize for a lot of the listeners that are trying to call and try to get the boats in. We trying hard. I actually have guys that go home and relax for a little bit and come back. Right now our waiting time is about 2 weeks. Trying to kick as much boats we can out, but the weather's not helping either. That means this week is going to be a complicated one.
Yeah.
They're saying they're calling for rain on Monday, Tuesday, and some of the part of the Wednesday, and that killed us because we can't water test boats. Diagnosis gets a little bit tricky because you can be in the water replicating the problems, but we're there. We're trying to get it.
I know you will be. Well, that's part of it. That's part of the business, outdoor related.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to the show, folks. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, the CCA Star Tournament, Hookspit Performance Rods, they're our title sponsor, Skeeter's Auto Service, Primeway Federal Credit Union, Mainstream Marketing, Boyd's One Stop, and Bauman Marine Service. Let's do weather. This ought to be easy. It's going to rain today, they say. Throwing that 80% in there. Yesterday it was 90%, but it looks like 80% today, 80% tonight, tomorrow 100%. To start your work week off on a Monday, and that doesn't look real good. But right now, current conditions in Galveston, 81 degrees, feels like 84. Winds are southeast at about 17 miles per hour. I think that's a pretty moderate forecast right there. I think it was gusting probably more like 25 on Trinity Bay when I left it this morning. Surf was up.
Offshore. From High Island, the Matagorda Ship Channel out 60 nautical miles. Today, they're predicting southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, increasing to 20 to 25 in the afternoon, 6 to 9 feet, with occasional seas up to 11. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. And for tomorrow, it's another broken record, the same thing. 20 to 25 knots, seas 7 to 9, with occasional up to 11 feet.
Tides for today. This is Sunday, the 17th of June. We have a low tide occurred at the Galveston Channel at 1:07 a.m., and it was a strong one. It was a negative 0.5, and then our next tide is a high this morning at 9:33 a.m., a 1.5. Sunrise this morning, 6:20 a.m. Sunset tonight, 8:20 1 p.m., and our moon phase right now is 12%. Current conditions, Eagle Point, we have 85-degree water, south-southeast winds at 22, gusting to 25. That's kind of what I was experiencing at my house. Some of these monitors just aren't, they're not even close at times. That barometric pressure is still falling at 29.88 inches, and pretty much the same over at Morgan's Point. We have 85.6-degree water with east-southeast winds at 13, gusting to 16. Barometric pressure, 29.88 inches. So there you have it. Well, what's new in the boat world these days? Anything, any kind of new technology coming out? Or
well, Mercury Marine just launched a new complete line of B6 and B8.
Yeah, Mercury's stepping it up, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They're lightweight, four-stroke line, no more Octimaxes. That's it.
No more two-strokes.
That's it.
The two-stroke days are over.
Dawn. Just, wow. E-Tech is the only two-stroke that stay in the market for a while. Now is when Aces is going to get busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. AC, they do a great job.
Oh, yes.
There.
Yeah, he's the best.
If you want an E-Tech fixed, just whip on in there and they can hook you up.
Yeah, he's out right there in 646.
He's right down the road from you.
Mm-hmm. A mile. That's why we agreed. I don't need to be working on that. He's too good, too close. If you need it, just go there. I know he's going to love that one. He's already busy. He's about 3 weeks out. And nowadays that nobody else want to work on two-stroke, well, he can have it.
Well, now,
it's going to be game changer because there's a lot of bow manufacturers. They, in the last couple of years, they build and designed this boat for two strokes. Lightweight, jumped out of the water.
Yeah.
And now we're going to test what these new manufacturers are bringing out with the new lines. Of course, it's too early to say they're stronger or they're going to work better. But definitely that's where we knew it was coming. Government is pushing stronger
EPA emissions.
EPA emissions. Yeah. And then the gasoline, of course, is always a good.
Boy, I wish we could. This new administration, too, they're working on things like mm-hmm. that. They're lifting a lot of these restrictions and all these new.
Well, you will see there's a lot of new gas stations that are going to start popping out, selling non-ethanol fuel for recreational vehicles like trucks and.
Yeah, but it's so darned upward. Expensive.
Well, after you get one repair, you're going to wish to pay $3.50 or $4.
If you run as much as we do and you pay that extra for that fuel,
mm-hmm.
and in 3 years' time, the amount of money you spend on that fuel, you could almost repower your boat again.
Yeah.
For the difference.
That's right, but there are some things that I'm not completely familiar with, but they are, and as a lot of people don't know, if you keep your receipt and you can prove that you use that gasoline for, your boat or so, you
right.
get a percentage. And it's not small percentage. It's a bunch of money that you're getting back on your taxes. And nobody knows about that. I mean, I ask people like, hey, are you keeping your receipt? Are you sending that, CPA telling you?
Yeah, that's a fuel tax credit. Mm-hmm. For marine use, you shouldn't have to pay road tax
use. Exactly. And then sometimes it gets to be 20-something percent or so.
Oh, well, sure it is. That's mm-hmm. That's the most expensive part about fuel is the taxes on it.
Yes.
Just like cigarettes, alcohol, fuel, all the necessities.
Well, I know somebody. I know somebody.
All the necessities.
It's all over taxed.
I know somebody that is just tasting that, keeping a little bit of fuel. Right? And he's in here, and he's new on this marine business. Kind of like on the Honda side, he's some guy told me over there, man, I'm keeping my money now for the fuel, right? He's like,
saving money for a while. He didn't believe me when I told him how he
couldn't believe it the other day.
He couldn't believe it.
He told me I went here and there and come back and went up again. And then whenever I saw my gas tank, I was like, I think, same deal.
Gauge is broken.
My gauge is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought I was just selling Honda outboards, man. They are incredible.
Pretty phenomenal. Mm. It really is.
That one buddy of mine over in Baytown, Vaughn, my plumber buddy.
Yeah.
He still can't believe it.
He's still knocking out that.
Yeah.
This gauge is just tricking.
He's still thumping on his gauge on the dashboard. Old Vondo from Hondo. But it's.
It is good. I mean, all this improvement on all these brands are going to bring fuel economy, a little bit more power, silence. I mean, you can have a conversation with whoever you got beside you.
You know, you have to look back and look at the water discharge to make sure it's still running, you know.
Yes.
Like, man, I got to hit that starter again. I can't hear anything.
Mm.
But
pontoon people just burn starters like crazy.
Because
you can't hear it.
So it's so far back there. Yeah. Plus, you got the bridge across the back that blocks out all noise anyway.
Yeah.
And but the only sacrifice I made when I switched to four stroke was my hole shot.
Mm-hmm.
Low range after you get on plane, mid range, top end, there was no difference at all. I actually picked up a mile and a half per hour with that versus the E-Tech I was running.
No, that's great. Well, we need to do
this. I'm burning half the fuel. And I thought that E-Tech was doing pretty good after I'd run Mercury for so long, and I switched over to E-Tech.
You said, that's it. I'm not going to get better than this.
Yeah, I thought, man, it can't get any better than this. And then when I went Honda, I'm going, holy moly. What's wrong with my gas gauge?
Yeah. I tell you this. The four-stroke technology also had opened the torque for bigger props.
Mm-hmm.
And four blade props technology had changed, I mean, dramatically. Before you were to talk about a four blade, you're talking about losing 6-8 miles. Nowadays, you may sacrifice, sometimes depending on the type of the boat, sacrifice a mile, two, okay? But you get in that takeoff, turning on the corners,
stability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, 1 mile an hour, I can live with that. Now, Ray Stanley or Race Boat Ray or any of them, they may not be able to live with 1 mile per hour. That can make you or break you for what they do. But
I tell you this, whenever we raced offshore, 1 mile was you see me or not.
Yeah, that's right. For a long distance, that 1 mile an hour, it means a lot on the other end, doesn't it? But the way we run short burst, I don't ever run wide open anyway. There's no need in it unless you're out running a storm or something.
You know, hell, this is the time of year that you want to have that extra mile.
Well, yeah, sometimes that can help you a lot. But best thing to do is watch the sky look at your radar on your phone and go, yeah, we got to go. Reel them up. There's not enough trout out there worth dying over right now anyway.
They don't. I love them, but I don't love them that much.
No, there's no fish worth dying over.
I had a customer got struck by a lightning in one of the tournaments, and he's not fun. He was like,
No. They push it. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 419 in the Bayou City. And I failed to mention, Astros have won 10 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
9 in a row on the road. They're going for 10 today in Kansas City.
They're playing.
Their boys are having fun, man. And that's how you win. You know, I watch other teams. I watch a lot of baseball, and I watch other teams, and they're just going through the motions, man. They're all tight and just, you know, they're getting their money and they're all serious and sitting on the bench. Our guys hit a home run. They're hugging each other, high-fiving, just cutting up, having a great time.
I love whenever somebody does something really good and then they come back and they're given the silent treatment.
Altuve that time. He finally hit a home run, and he comes back to the dugout, and they're all ignoring
him.
Like,
he's just like high-fiving by himself, and suddenly everybody turns. And
That was pretty good. They got him good on that one.
Yeah. They look like kids.
Yeah.
And that's what they are.
They're playing a kid's game, man.
Yes. They're having fun.
And they're having fun at it. And they're getting paid big bucks to do it. And they're not having to act all serious.
No.
That's the kind of ball I like to watch.
Yes. It is fun to be there.
Instead of the, stiff-neck Yankee organization. Got to get your pinstripes straight in a row. And, if you make a mistake, everybody's on your butt when you get back to the dugout. And the Astros, they just shake it off. And the next guy in the line will step up and hit a home run for you. Cover you, man.
Cover for you.
That's it. That's teamwork right there.
They're doing great defenses place, too. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you're keeping it.
They're vacuum cleaners. Yes. I call them aardvarks. They're awesome. All right. Well, moving right along on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. It's Open Line Fun Sunday. If you got a question for Fernando, feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. He'd enjoy talking to you. He's like us. He likes to talk. 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610.
And if he doesn't talk enough for you, he can hook you up with a guy that can, called Jabbering Jimmy.
Jabbering Jimmy.
Boy.
Yeah. He's been doing
Skeeter's still talking about him. Said that guy can talk now. Skeeter's still talking about him. Oh, goodness.
He was laughing. They started talking about things that happened like 50 years ago. And I'm like, they started on 50 years ago. I will check on them in about an hour. Bass fishing, Lake Livingston.
And, Jimmy's into all that. And Skeeter's fished everything.
Oh, yeah.
And all the tournaments he used to fish when him and Mike Mihalik fished together.
Yeah.
They were a good team.
He's doing a lot better. I saw him the other day in the shop. He's walking really good. He's real strong again. He's loving that step that we made on the front of the boat. He's left Fernando.
Oh, did you make him a step?
Yeah.
Make it easier to load in his boat?
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, just to go to the front deck.
Instead of that big
right
tall
now,
step.
He's a halfway step. He just run through it.
There you go. That's all you need.
He's like, I don't care. Whatever else you did, it was good.
Yeah.
But that step pay for everything. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, Skeeter's not going to like it when he has to step over to a four-stroke engine.
He's not been a two-stroke guy. I have one.
And I always was, but don't knock it till you try it. And when I went over to four-stroke, I'm going, man, this is way cleaner and smoother.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely Mercury. He's like, I can't even talk anything else. I'm glad we still.
I used to be that way. I used to be naive.
No,
Naive.
Naive.
You have to try the new stuff. You have to start try the new stuff.
You never get too old to try new things.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You may not be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but an old dog needs to step it up sometimes. All right, we've got some callers online.
That's good.
Let's see, who's first up? We've got Tom in Oak Forest. Let's go to him. Tom, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up? Uh-oh, shoot.
Couple of questions. I need to talk to an old person.
To an old person?
Yeah, I was in the boating business in the 60s.
Yeah?
And I heard earlier today you were talking about two strokes and four strokes. When I was a boat rigger, and one day we had a boat and a motor come through our shop. My job was to put everything together, but this thing was a four stroke. I'd never seen one before, and it was called a Bearcat. I've never seen one before that or one since, but it was a brand new motor. It was a Bearcat, and it was a four-stroke. I'm just curious if anybody else ever heard of those.
Yeah,
and
I haven't.
Also, there was a manufacturer here in Houston that made a lot of boats. It's an I.W. Hudson company, and they made a boat called Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the Falcon.
Mm-hmm. So I'll hang up, and I'd just like to hear some comments on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, you betcha. You too. Yeah. I don't have anything good to say about Falcon. They were tough, big, heavy-built boats mm-hmm. and everything, but you need to keep a chiropractor on retainer if you ran one of those in rough mm-hmm. water for a mm-hmm. lot. Those Falcon Malibu and Skipjack. And boy, I went offshore with a guy in that Falcon Malibu, and he said, man, this is going to be unbelievable. We went through San Luis Pass, and before we got 20 miles out, I was young then. And I was ready to turn around. I said, "This, my teeth are bleeding."
You opened,
but
your
it
mouth.
Was good and stable out yeah. there. Yeah. It was good and stable once you got to where you was going. But my God, you were broke down by the time you got there.
Well, there's a lot of people don't understand that we have a real complicated bay system and offshore.
Yeah,
our wave and the patterns.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's so choppy.
Oh yeah, I raised in it, and I moved through a lot of countries and different waters, and definitely this water is a complicated one. I mean,
Gulf of Mexico can get nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It really
quick.
Can.
And it changed too much, too
yeah,
fast.
It does.
Yes, they don't it does. Give you a sustained pattern that you can hold. You have to be changing as you go. And when are you fishing, you can turn a little bit and come back on it. But whenever you're racing,
straight line,
way,
baby.
That's it.
You know,
just wish that boat and the motor holds.
He'd mentioned that Bearcat four-stroke motor. You know, a lot of people don't realize Honda's been making four-stroke outboards for, what, over 50 years now?
Now it's going to be 57 years.
57 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from day one, they were like, this is the technology that we're going to own. And even so that they did have two-stroke technology because they got the motorcycles and
right
on the marine side that were like, we're not going to touch that.
I mean, look at all the Honda products that are still running from 30 mm-hmm. years ago, like mm-hmm. the old three-wheelers and, mm-hmm. you know, generators, things like that, just small engine stuff, not to mention their cars. I mean, how many old Honda Civics you see on the road with?
Yeah,
still rolling, man.
Yeah, the Accord is that the car that has more awards in the history.
Oh yeah, the Accord.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're gonna pay for one, but hey, you're getting something for your money though. That's the whole deal.
Yes.
I mean, pay me now or pay me later. All right, we got more callers. Let's go to them. Let's go to Matt on three. Matt, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Is this Holder?
Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, Holder.
Hey, yeah, what's up, man? What's going on, dude?
Well, I have to walk outside so we don't wake up the family and the pit
bull. Well, it's Father's Day. You can have your way today, buddy.
Cool. So good to talk to you guys, but I'm glad Fernando's in this morning because I have a couple questions about the anode.
Oh, the zinc
motor.
Anodes? Yeah.
Yeah, so mine came loose. So looking from the back of the motor, if you're looking straight at it, mm-hmm. will it tilt to the left a little bit or to the right? Which way are you supposed to tighten that back up? It's a Yamaha 150 four-stroke.
Right rotation? Like a standard rotation?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm assuming it's
sure
a
it
standard
is.
Rotation.
It should be. I mean, is your blade turned? If you see your blade, is your blade turning to your right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, well, then your torque type have to go to your right. Most of the people make the mistake to put it to the left, trying to get that the steering to loose it up a little bit to your left, but it's actually the other way. You go in the Yamaha, you should have an arrow kind of like a mark underneath. You're going to go. Do you have a cable steering or hydraulic steering?
It's a power steering. So
okay, if you got power steering, you can leave it either in the middle or just going
okay.
one click. If you have.
Hey, well, I'm sorry. When you say go to the right, so it's pointing to the right. So if you're looking at it from behind, it's actually
to your right.
To your right.
To the left.
Yeah, no.
No.
When you're looking at it, standing behind it, looking straight at it, to just tilt it to the right a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay, got it, got it.
To the starboard side, call it.
Got it, okay. And then the second question I have, and I met you at the fishing show the last time I was up there, and I don't know if you were just trying to space business out or what, but I normally get my boat serviced in the month of August because I have like a downtime where I can't take the boat out.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned that it's better to do it like in December or January, something. I don't know why you said that, if it's because you're just so busy or if there's an actual reason why that makes more sense. I mean, I still use my boat a lot in the winter. I know some people maybe don't, but what was the point
behind
that?
The reason why we want to do that is because more and more people are actually going to the four-stroke size. Okay, there's more people having the oils just standing on, fuel standing on without being used, and that's why we ask you, are you using it through the winter? Then you can do it at any given time. But if you're not doing a lot of fishing during the winter, you don't want to do the service, put oil in gasoline filters and all that, and then you just do that, and then you let it sit for 2, 3, 4 months, okay? We want you to... if you're not going to use it, then don't spend the money at that point. And I tell you, a lot of people had come back and tell me, Fernando, you're losing money telling people just to push it out. It's not about being that much busier. Actually, we handle, and there's a lot of people can rely on this, we handle two different lines on the service side. If you have service, we had done service, and you drop it off at 9 o'clock and you pick it up about noon. Okay, even so, on the mechanical side, we are about 2, 3 weeks out because everybody wants to have one line and trying to give the same straight line to the customers, the same opportunity for the service or the repairs, and I think that's wrong. If you have only service, I have certified technicians that only doing services just to try to keep you out as fast as we can, okay? You don't have to wait for the big problems to be repaired if you only need oil and filters, okay? Like I said, sometimes it sounds like I want to push people because we're busy. It's not like that. It's just more like we're here to try to save you some money and teach you what to do and not to do. You wouldn't, spend the money servicing your motor if you're not going to use it. Oil actually gets bad just sitting around more than anything right here in Houston, that the temperature goes up and down. Gasoline's going to go bad. You don't want to have to spend $400 to do a service, put new filters on it, and then you let your boat sit for 3 months because you just wasted your money. Okay. If your fuel system goes bad, then you just wasted all your filters. If your injectors actually get stick on, then you're going to damage your oil. That's why we try to teach you guys when to do it for as favors as you, not for us. If it would be for us, just bring it in, ka-ching, but it's not the way how we are.
Turn them and burn them.
Exactly. We don't do that.
Turn them and burn them.
Hey, one quick comment in passing. Well, I actually called you yesterday and asked you about the anode, and you actually referred me to AC. I actually graduated high school with AC, class of 87, Pearland. He's a good guy. But I was going to mention something to you guys real quick and all the sickos. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but got a lifetime opportunity to travel up to Yellowstone and the Badlands and the Grand Tetons with my dad and his RV.
Wow.
Going to be going up there for 3 weeks, and he's 81, so I'm super pumped, man. I got a brand new digital camera in yesterday and gonna be taking my drone up there. So in the next 6 weeks, y'all look for some pictures.
We will
we'll
look
be
forward
expecting
to your stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
On
definitely.
Facebook, and he does good work. He it's cool. I like to watch it.
All right, man. Well, thank
Matt,
you
so much, Bob.
Hey, you bet, bud. And happy Father's Day. You have a great weekend. What's left of it.
Okay.
See you, man.
See y'all later. Bye.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, Father's Day edition. Man, how many of these have we done? What are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing about what.
Oh, what Fernando said during the break?
I can't repeat that over there.
No, but you cannot. That's so hilarious, though. And it is true. Okay, I guess this is Ray Stanley in Highlands, I presume. Ray, good morning.
Well, now that the two strokes are all gone in history, I'm going to go buy me an old 2.5 Fernando, so I just keep it in the garage and crank it up every now and then, listen to it idle.
Hey, I have it on my phone. Every time it rings somebody, that's what it's going to sound.
Is that the 225?
The 2.5 offshore racing, that's the one that was open muffler, and you have like a trumpet on the front.
Yeah.
That sound will never go away from my brain.
The best just stock engine on an outboard I ever heard was the EFI 225 Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I ran one of those. Oh, my gosh.
That's the same one.
I couldn't wait to fire that thing off in the morning and just let it sit there and just it was so raspy.
When we hopped them up, Fernando, they idled so fast we had to shut them off to shift them.
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time.
And they have to start them in gear.
Yeah. You had to disable that shifter.
Yeah, Blaine had somebody do his Hydrosport like that. Bobby Campbell did it to him so he could just put the throttle all the way down wide open and just hit the key and take off. That was a bird working boat.
Yeah, but it wasn't that so much as the, you know, back in the day when those the props that we were using were so heavy that it was kind of tough on the gear to slam it in gear.
Oh, yeah.
1500 RPM.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the backlash would be horrible.
Hey Ray, I got to compliment you on something. You know, and last Sunday when we talked about propulsion, I got more good texts and emails off of that about your knowledge on propellers, and they thought that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. They really enjoyed that segment we talked about propulsion.
Well, dude, I spent a lot of hours doing that kind of stuff, so. You know, you were talking about you use the same prop on your Honda as you did on your E-Tech. And, of course, you know, on your 2-to-1 reduction at 6,200 as opposed to the 1.78 on at 5,800 on the Avonroot, that turns out to be exactly the same.
Yeah, it worked out perfect. Me and Fernando didn't think it would work.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept trying props, and I said, man, it just ain't right. It just ain't right. And we threw that four blade on and said, well, let's just throw that back on there and see.
And let's see how
That REV4, and we threw it on there. I said, it's perfect.
That's it.
You know, Fernando, you talk about giving away that mile an hour, and I get to thinking about all the thousands of dollars that I've spent for 1 mile an hour. It's hard for me to give it away. But, if I'm dreaming about all the money I've spent, hell, if I'd have been allergic to gasoline, fiberglass, and lipstick, I'd probably have several million.
Lipstick, huh? Okay.
Well, that's the three most money-consuming things I can think of right offhand.
Yeah, it is. You got that right.
I was in a race in, I think it was Costa Rica, and a lady approached Ricky Fontaine, still, you know, showing up, and she was like, well, what do you think about your pouch? She's like, well, we're the fastest ones. Always be. And then she's like, well, but yours too expensive. It's like, well, there's always people for that. And then she was like, well, what about a mile? And he was like, he laughed a little bit. He said, well, lady, a mile is $10,000. And she's like, how's that? Yeah. Every mile after I put a pouch to run, every extra mile is $10,000. And she's like, what? And it's like, that's how it goes.
You're talking about Rick Fountain?
Yeah.
You call him Fontaine?
Fontaine.
Is that
down
in Costa Rica and South America, you call him Fontaine?
Fontaine.
Okay, I got it.
Hey, Fernando.
Yes.
You talk about racing in Puerto Rico. My back is just starting to hurt right now because I can still remember.
Hey, there's only one good side of Puerto Rico. Whenever you're coming down.
You know, coming out of the channel there right by the ford into the ocean, that's some of the biggest waves I ever saw in my life. And I went over one and through the next one for about five of them before I finally got straightened out and started running down the coast to that first buoy. Boy, that is when you go over that bar right at the end of the fort and you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I think you've fallen off into the Grand Canyon.
you can see the other guys on either you see it at 16 feet above you, or you see 16 feet
below you.
Below you.
Wow. Y'all can have all that.
You're just praying that the motor and the boat stay together.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Of course, you know, that was a little easier to take when we started getting capsulized.
Yes.
But you didn't have to worry about getting that face full of water. But
yes.
Anyway.
But then everybody was thinking about, well, now you're trapped. I will never trap myself in a cab and then put a 5-point safety belt on me. Well, that had to happen. It's the only way to keep you in the seat.
Well, man. I hated that too, and I'm a little claustrophobic. You know, I don't like MR and all that stuff. But once I got upside down in one and realized that it would really save my life, then I got to be a fan of it, I tell you.
Whenever you raise cats, the first thing that they show you is the hole in the bottom of the boat. And I was like, I don't want to have a hole in the bottom of the boat. That's where you want to have it, because you're going to capsize. And
Fernando,
now that becomes the door.
Oh, I see. It's a trap door to get out. Yeah.
That door was the prettiest thing I ever saw one time.
Man.
Of course, you know, we had 3 minutes worth of oxygen, and of course, the helicopter guys were diving in on us too.
Yes.
And one of them already had the hole open by the time I went out through it. But, you know, it was good to be young in those days.
Man, y'all sound like astronauts. Well, in the old time capsule and fall in the ocean, and then the Coast Guard and everybody would go out to rescue them, the Navy, and they'd pop the hatch on them and pull them out of there.
That's how it is.
Wow.
That's how we feel.
Well, you go out and you do that. You've done the dunker test, Fernando, and they do. They put you in there and give you a dunker test. You've got to qualify 2 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they won't let you get in a capsule.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Navy pilots have to go through.
Yeah. In some countries, you have to go a couple of weeks before the race and pass their boating safety and the boating license to run. That's why I still don't believe that
we don't have
a license here to go boating.
We need that in Galveston Bay.
I had to do that in France.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, all that's fun to game. We were talking about the off-road tax exemption. I still filed for mine, even though I'm not using the kind of gas I did when I had that cigarette and everything, but I used to go through the trouble of filing. Of course, once you file it, then you get that form every year, so it's easier to do it.
Yes.
And it didn't get a whole lot of money, but I felt like that without that, at least I could buy one margarita at Topwater when I got there free of charge.
Hey, at least you're not giving it to people that are not. I mean, that's your money.
But it is your money, and when I had that cigarette, you know, it was $300-$500 a year. So, it's still worth it. Fernando, have you got your hands talking about props? Have you got your hands on one of the new Eco Series props?
I just test one. I didn't put my hands on it. I just was on the boat that they were testing it. I still need to get it on a center console. This was a big boat.
Yeah,
they're gonna be a new set of props coming out, done by Mercury to get these four strokes to run as the four strokes runs as the two strokes.
Mike Duffco's got his, and I guess he's got it on. I'd be glad to hear him say just exactly how that thing did, because that's supposed to. They're claiming that that's as close to having a four blade run with a three blade as you can get. So
that's what Mike talked about the other day, how good it was.
Like I told you that last week when we were having that prop discussion, there's no more efficient prop than a one bladed, but they're a little rough.
Yeah. Just a little.
there's just a little vibration on there.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, well, we can do more prop talk at a different time. So I'm going to get ready for a little bit of a Father's Day gig here. I tell you what, did you nearly fall off your chair when Nicholson double hit that putt?
Yeah, but you know, I knew what he was doing, and he knows the rules of golf as good as anybody. And if he had not double hit that rolling putt, it would have rolled completely off the green. He actually probably saved himself a stroke or two by doing that.
It just looked kind of funny on national TV for him to lose it.
It did, but you know, he's Phil Mickelson. If he can do that,
The other mistake was Altuve trying to make it to third yesterday.
And yeah, well,
we'll give him that.
Yeah, I mean. But the media sure was getting tough on Mickelson. You know, the media are like a pack of wolves. You know, they just aggravate me to death, man.
They're looking for something they can talk.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking about Phil Mickelson, who will be one of the best ambassadors for golf and always has been. And, you know,
Mickelson and Altuve, forgiveness abounds.
That's it. And at least he didn't throw a temper tantrum and show his butt. He was laughing when he walked off the green. He knew exactly what he did. He saved himself a stroke or two, maybe three. You saw how tough that course was playing yesterday afternoon.
Well, the course won that battle.
Oh, well, a U.S. Open course, that's what they're designed to do. They're designed to take a very high-skilled golfer and make them look like weekend warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I would have, you know, and I used to could hit the ball pretty good. I played decent. I wasn't great or anything, but I could play golf. And if I would have been playing that course yesterday, I'd have probably shot a 150 on it.
And Crane wants to make Memorial Park be an open grade park. I hope he does. That's a damn.
I saw that.
That's an ambitious undertaking right there. But
yes, it is.
He's got the geezers to do it. So God bless him for saving the open in Houston for sure.
All it takes is money. That's
cubic
all it takes.
Cubic money is Red A Dare, you say?
Cubic money?
Yeah.
Yeah, Red A Dare. Boy, I hadn't heard that name in a while. And he was a gem.
Back when I was driving his boats for him, and everybody always said, God, how in the world, Red, how in the world do your boats always run so fast? And he'd say, cubic money.
Cubic money. What was the name of his big offshore boat? Blowout?
Blowout.
Yeah, I remember he kept it down at the yacht basin in Galveston.
Well, I hit the boat, and then I drove the boat that was named Buckskin.
And,
yeah. So, anyway, those were the days.
Yes, they were.
Before we filibuster this thing, let's see what the next caller's got to say. It might be something really interesting.
It may. Glenn in Ohio was holding on him, but he hung up. I guess he had to go let his dog out. He'll call back later.
Okay,
he always calls on Sunday. All right, well, Ray, happy Father's Day to you, man, and you hang in there, my friend.
Good talking to you, bud. Ray.
See you, bud.
Good talking to you, Fernando, and happy Father's Day to you, bud.
Thank you.
All right, later.
See.
All right. Race Boat Ray from Highlands. River Rat Ray.
River Rat Ray.
He's got
Ray.
A bunch of nicknames. And, I remember he used to have a duck camp over there in the marsh in the back of Trinity Bay there where Cross Bayou comes out. It was on Cross Bayou right there, kind of close to the Odell Home Lodge. And we used that for a refuge during bad weather. Storms would pop up. You know, you get those real bad ones in the summertime. We'd just run up in the bayou and tie off. He had a little dock there, and we'd go sit up on his back porch and ride it out.
Oh, he didn't give you a key to it?
No, it was open. We could have gone in there if we want to. Yeah, you don't lock anything up out there. They'll just tear everything.
Tear it up, yeah.
That's like in South Texas, all their deer leases. If you lock your cabins and stuff up, you know, the coyotes and the illegals coming through, they're just going to tear everything down to get inside. You might as well leave them a little bit of food and leave your doors unlocked, because they're going to get in if they want to.
Yeah. Well, we've been saying that.
Yeah.
Lock fences, cameras, that's for honest people.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If they want
your criminals
stuff.
Don't even pay any attention to that stuff, man. You know what I mean?
If they want it, they're going to take it.
You're exactly right. Well, goodness. Well, Kenneth, you hang with us after the break. We'll get you first up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.